Exclusive, Scott Pressler, New Jersey faces last gubernatorial chance to get things right. By Hannah Knudsen on November 1, 2025. New Jersey faces its last gubernatorial chance to get it right. Early vote actions, Scott Pressler said during a discussion on Breitbart News Saturday. Just days away from the election between Democrat Mikey Sherrill and Republican Jack Chattarelli. Pressler spoke with Breitbart News Saturday ahead of his Saturday march to the polls in the Garden State's Monmouth County. "We are going to march everyone in person to go do early voting. And I know some people might be thinking, but Scott, why are you doing Monmouth County?" he said, noting that he has already been all over the other key counties. However, Pressler said Republicans particularly need big, beautiful turnout if we are going to offset Newark and Trenton and Camden. "So Monmouth needs to turn out big time. Ocean needs to turn out big time. However, I come with a warning right now, my friends. To anyone that's feeling confident about this November. The Democrats are currently beating us in early in-person voting by 7,000 voters. So I need y'all really to use this weekend to vote. You have all of today, Saturday, from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. if you're working. You have plenty of time to vote today," he said, noting that Sunday early voting hours are from 10 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pressler emphasized that this is the state's last gubernatorial chance to get things right. "I've spoken to too many people that said, Scott, if we don't win, I'm moving. Scott, if we don't win, I'm leaving New Jersey. So if you are unmotivated to come out and vote for Jack, let your motivation be that if you don't vote. If you don't win, if Mikey Sherrill and Trenton Democrats continue to crush New Jersey residents with their property taxes, you're going to have hundreds, if not thousands, of Republicans leave your state," he warned. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Scott Pressler, November 1, 2025. Pressler added that it is crucial for Republicans in the state to vote early, because then the media will be forced to report on the figures, and that in and of itself will encourage low-propensity GOP voters to go out and vote and realize that their vote does, in fact, matter. "There is a psychological effect," he said. "If Republicans vote early in person, and we either shrink those margins, or we gain the lead in early in-person voting, everyone is going to be forced to report about it. And then going into Election Day, you're going to have the media reporting, 'Wow, Republicans have taken the lead. Wow, Republicans are now winning early in person.' That psychological impact, that's going to encourage low-propensity Republicans who feel like their vote doesn't count to understand that their vote does matter, that they can make a difference," he added. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.